This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What the hell does all in mean? Everybody says they want the Texans to go all in. I don't understand what the heck that means. And I don't know if you want to go all in, that's fine. Go to a casino, drink a couple scotches from the cocktail waitress, enjoy your free alcohol, throw your $1,000 of chips on the table, and then watch it bust, and then go home with your tail between your legs, having to have money Western Union to you so you can get your ass back on the plane. I'm tired of this all in. Give me examples of what the Texans could have, would have, or should have done. Don't tell me they should have gone all in. Give me specific examples.
Well, I mean, I have. James Ahedebo has. What else you want, man? I mean, it's not that complicated to me, but I know that it can be interpreted differently by different people. You see what the Saints did. You know, they didn't have a lot of cap money. They had one play away from the Super Bowl. They still found a way to maneuver money, get Drew Brees to restructure his contract, and go get Jared Cook. To me, that's just one move, but that tells me they're all in.
It's a tight end. It's a quarterback that's 40 years old, and it's a tight end that they know is good, and they might feel like they're one play away. So
right.
I think it's a different situation.
Well, hold on.
For them
I'm not through yet.
Texans.
I'm not through yet. That, to me, tells me they're all in, right? I mean, they were all in anyway, but because they were so close. But that tells me you can look at obviously the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they're making wow moves across the NFL. That's absolutely what they're doing. What did Kansas City Chiefs do? They overpaid Tyrann Mathieu to bring him in, and in hopes that they he could bolster the one soft spot on their team, which is the defense. Now they've made other moves, but they're still in trade talks. Kansas City, the Chiefs are all in. The Texans are a playoff team. I mean, by definition, they were in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yes, Figgy, they were in the playoffs. They're a playoff team. And they're playing a little bit of a longer game here. It's not necessarily bad or wrong. I'm just telling you, it's not a sign that they are all in on 2019.
But the Chiefs and we know the Chiefs and Saints are better than the Texans. So they're a move away. So it's not like they're being reckless. Like they're a move away. I mean, the Chiefs were an overtime away from being in the Super Bowl. The Saints were a play away. The Texans weren't quite there. So them going all in on somebody or a one player is a little bit different than the Texans. We're going to get John Lopez's top five trades of his 30 years coming up in 6 minutes. But right now, 713-572-4610. The question is simple. What the hell do all in mean? Let's go to Lamont. You're on Sports Radio 610. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? I have another point about free agency, but all in could also be looked at in the Texans in 2010, 2011, when Rick Smith and Kubiak's job was on the line, and they from the top, they forced them to go get Wade Phillips, and then they turned around that and went and got Jonathan Joseph and Manning, I believe.
Daniel Manning.
That was going all in, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was going all in right there. Well, they said something has to be done. The Texans never made the playoffs, and that year they made the playoffs. But my question about free agency, I know John can remember this in college, and I think you probably got some of it too, Landry. But back in the days, a lot of kids were going to the big schools, and I specifically remember Notre Dame because they was always on Channel 2 because they wanted exposure. Now I relate that to free agency because I'm starting to wonder right now. Are a lot of these players trying to get to not necessarily good teams, but are they trying to get to teams with lots of exposure or a hot new quarterback or something? Because it'll give them lots of exposure. And
I hear what you're saying. I think in order,
appreciate the call.
In order, players want money first, winning second, and then personal accolades third. And so a lot of times what you just said might fit in college, but not in the NFL. I mean, every NFL team, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars are a tiny market, but when they're, winning, they're getting the exposure. Because winning, begets exposure in the NFL. All 32 teams get exposure. Now, college football, certainly players would, you know, would rather sign here than there because it's on TV more often or whatever. But no, I think most of these moves are about money and then winning.
But it is interesting that he brings this up because there's two words that come to mind with his two points: security and sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Job security a lot of times will make you a little bit more desperate. And if Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain, unlike Kubiak in 2010, if they don't feel any heat or any pressure or there's no urgency, then there's probably not as much of a rush to go all in.
Yeah.
So that's security. Sauce. Do the Texans really have sauce? Because we've seen guys take less money. We saw the running back Tevin Coleman go to San Francisco for $10 million because he wanted to play with Kyle Shanahan. We've seen, you know, guys go to join Drew Brees and Pat Mahomes with the Honey Badger. Do the Texans really have that much sauce? Is this really an appealing place to play? That's other stuff that comes into mind when you can't get free agents in your building.
They do because of Deshaun Watson, and that's where, as you put it, the sauce comes in oftentimes. You know, players on the free agent market will automatically say, well, who's the quarterback? You know, when their agent tells them so-and-so and so-and-so are interested in you, they have to remember or they think about who the quarterback is. And that's where they, if you got a quarterback, you got a better chance. I mean, that's just a fact. So I think that's where the so-called sauce comes from, not the market or the name on the jersey. I think so that's why the Texans do have that. Now, I asked Hedebo this question. I think they might eventually start losing some points if they become the franchise known for 1 year contracts and make good deals and projecting players without the titles behind them.
I don't think the
Patriots can get away with that.
You can get away with it if it works, but if that's your identity 2-3 years down the line, then Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien might be aligned right out of town. Biggest news between the Texans and Browns today, Brian Body Calhoun, the former Browns cornerback, he signs with the Texans. The Browns counter by bringing Kendall Lamb to Cleveland, and we all know about the trade that the Browns made involving Odell Beckham Jr. They trade a first, a third, and Jabril Peppers. Kareem Hunt's also going to be suspended 8 games, so the Texans might not be able to trade for Duke Johnson, who many of us had hoped, the running back with 47 catches last year for them, many of us had hoped that maybe the Texans would be on the phone with them. They know they're not going to have one of their other running backs, Kareem Hunt, for 8 games, so it's going to be interesting to see. And speaking of trades, John Lopez, you've seen many of them in your 30 years covering Houston sports. I asked you, I gave you some homework. I wanted a list from the OG John Lopez, the 5 biggest trades that have been made in H-Town since the OG has been covering sports here.
All right, here we go. Number 5.
Number 5.
Clyde Drexler for Otis Thorpe and Tracy Murray. They had won a title the year before, so some people might, you know, say, well, Dream won that. They were a much better team. Clyde Drexler made sure they were going to win a championship again. He had a terrific year that year, and that was a block. That was a mid-season trade, I believe, right before the deadline or on the deadline day. I happened to be at the Rockets game that night. I was scheduled to go that night anyway. And when they brought him out, he wasn't even playing that day. You know, he flew to Houston, and when they brought him out, I mean, that place was like rocking, like they won a championship, which eventually they did.
33-22-35.
What's that?
Otis Thorpe, number 33. Clyde Drexler, 22. Oh, Tracy Morey, 35.
That's right.
I'm going to do this with all the trades.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Jeff Bagwell in 1990 was a highly touted rookie, but had not played in the major leagues. The Astros traded Larry Anderson, the belching pitcher.
Allegedly.
Well, you know, not allegedly. I showed you some receipts, man. For Jeff Bagwell in 1990, and it actually was a great trade for the Red Sox. He was a key cog in a run that they made that year. They didn't win the World Series, but a big run they made that year. And, of course, for the Astros in Houston, I mean, you traded for a Hall of Famer. You traded Larry Anderson for one of the iconic players in this city's history.
I have the numbers on Kendall Lamb's contract. I'm going to give those to you in 5 minutes. You're not going to believe this.
Seriously?
You're not going to believe this.
Número 3.
James Harden for Kevin Martin, Jeremy Lamb, and 2 second-round draft picks.
Oh, my gosh. I think over time, this one's going to be one of the bigger steals in league history.
That's number 3. That, I mean.
Say those guys again.
Kevin Martin, Jeremy Lamb, and 2 second-round draft picks.
Good gosh.
Daryl Morey should have been wearing a mask. He was robbing him so badly. Nobody expected Harden to be this, though. I mean, he was averaging like 21, 23 points a game.
But he was a sixth man.
He was sixth man of the year.
Somebody was going to give him a chance to be the man.
Yeah, yeah. And fortunately for Houston, it was the Rockets. But he was sixth man of the year that year.
Kevin Martin with the high top fade.
Yep.
Numero dos.
Remember Jimmy Giles? Who can forget Jimmy Giles?
Forgot him.
Figgy, you remember Jimmy Giles?
Maybe.
Actually, he was a Pro Bowl tight end. Oilers traded Jimmy Giles, a second-round pick, a third-round pick, and a fifth-round pick for one Earl Campbell in 1977, I believe it was.
It's a good deal.
Hall of Famer. Greatest player in the history of this city. For Jimmy Giles, who was a good tight end. I shouldn't do that. I don't
he's
know.
No, what, Alfred Blue.
Yeah, he's no Alfred Blue. He was a tight end, first of all. I don't know. You mean Earl. I don't know what they did with the second, third, and fifth, but that was unbelievable. That was robbery, too. And.
Numero uno.
Franklin Perez. Jake. Who was it? I can't remember who it was. Anyway, three players for one Justin Verlander. In 2017, and of course, that's got to be number one because you won the World Series.
It's not better than Harden, though.
Yeah, it is. You won the World Series. That was the guy that helped you win the World Series.
Justin Verlander.
You had a good squad around you. This Harden one, though.
Harden has had a good squad around him. Until he wins a title.
He's been the squad.
Until he wins this year. Well, until recently.
2 years ago.
No, you got to give it to Verlander. They won the freaking World Series.
I'd put the Harden trade again over. Just a little bit.
Three minor leaguers.
Based on that, you got to put Clyde up there, too. Although they'd already won one.
I have Clyde at five, yeah.
You should put him ahead of Harden if it's just about winning
because
the ship.
No, because it was more dream than anything, and they had already won a title, but he put him over the top. He was one of the biggest reasons they won in 95, I think. No, you got to give it to Verlander. What a deal that was. They had all the young parts. You'd think they could have maybe – and plus what happened in the background – you know, because Keuchel starts complaining about it and, you know, about them not making any move at the July deadline. And then all of a sudden he clears waivers, which, by the way, you can't get just for Justin Verlander anymore clearing waivers.
You have to get him at the first trade deadline now.
Yeah, that deal is gone. So Drexler, Bagwell, Harden, Earl, and Verlander.
I think over time, I think Harden jumps
if
up
they
on
win
that
a title,
list when it happens.
If they win a title.
I think so.
You just can't, I mean... I'll put it this way. They would not have won the World Series without Justin Verlander.
Probably not. Definitely not, actually.
Yeah.
Brian Boddy Calhoun, he's going to be the newest member of the Texans secondary. The Browns, they signed Kendall Lamb, and I just figured it would be some sort of minimum deal. This is the details on Kendall Lamb's contract. Would you care to guess, or have you seen it yet?
I've seen it.
All right, we'll just play dumb for a second.
Okay.
Just say.
It's not a stretch.
Veteran minimum. Just say something like that.
All right, well, you know what? I'll tell you what I would have guessed. I would have guessed it would have been a one-year deal.
Okay.
And I would have probably said about $4 million.
Really?
$3
million. Okay, well, then this isn't going to surprise you.
Yeah.
Because Kendall Lamb got a two-year deal with the Browns worth over $7 million.
Yeah, only because he's a tackle is why I think it's a little higher. But it still surprised me that he got $7 million. And I'm guessing all of it guaranteed. Maybe probably roster bonuses and stuff like that. Kind of like what the Texans have done with, is it Roby? I think it's Roby. Yeah.
That's the interesting thing is that, you know, you automatically assume that this guy's terrible, this guy's awful, this guy's awful. And then the organization that we feel like has been making all the right moves lately values that guy enough to give him a two-year, $7 million deal.
Well, because everybody, especially coaches, thinks that they can they love reclamation projects. They think they're better at getting the most out of a player than you are. That happens in every sport. You know, how many times you heard, oh, well, so-and-so was bad at Tampa Bay. When he gets here, you know, he's in dire need of a situation. I can coach him up, whatever it is.
Well, last year or 2 years ago, Xavier Suofilo was the guy that a lot of Texans fans got very frustrated with.
Where'd he go?
He went to the Dallas Cowboys and he actually played pretty well.
Yeah.
Like he filled in on that offensive line to the point where I was talking to some people from Dallas and Suofilo went down 1 week and they were listing him as a big factor for being out of the game. What if Kendall Lamb goes to Cleveland and all of a sudden Cleveland's in the spotlight and they're talking about how good Kendall Lamb is as a tackle? Sick would that make you?
Very. Because I've watched him up close and personal for the last couple of training camps, and I was very unimpressed with Kendall Lamb. I think last year, not this past year, the year before, 2017, before camp, I might have even videotaped it because I couldn't believe how much he was just getting destroyed by people, man. Bless his heart.
It's a bad look, though, if this happens. If we keep talking about how bad the offensive line is and we think these guys
are just
terrible.
And a new offensive line coach now.
And they haven't had one. I mean, they haven't had one in a long time here.
Yeah.
Like, it's been Mike Devlin. Mm-hmm. And it's just been assumed that Mike Devlin's good. He doesn't have anything to work with. Xavier Suofilo can go to Dallas
he's
and all of a sudden look
Dallas.
Good.
Yeah,
I mean, thriving. He looked all right.
Mm-hmm.
And now the son of Kendall Lamb goes to Cleveland and it works out. Going to have to start questioning some things. But I think the most interesting thing to come up in this segment was, you know, just about security. Because when we talk about the Texans maybe playing for a couple years down the line, I think the job security of Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien mm-hmm. has a lot to do with it. For example, let's say the Texans were in the same situation before Bill O'Brien got his extension. You think they're doing the same thing they're doing right now?
No, God, no. No, no way. You?
No.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, it is interesting that maybe the job security is what's going on here. And mm-hmm. we talk about alignment. We talk about
I say that
stability.
A lot. I think if you think coaches and general managers are any different than you and I, you're crazy. You know, you could be in the second year of a 3-year contract. You're already worried about that next contract. That goes for coaches and general managers, too.
They use a lot of words over there that mm-hmm. I think in some contexts are positive things. But sometimes I wonder if some of the words that they use are really as valuable. Mm-hmm. And the two words I'm referring to are versatility and alignment. And I think there's probably a lot of front offices that get pissed off a lot and they disagree a lot and they're able to function at a decent level. We hear about – I hate always bringing up the Patriots, but we always hear about the drama and the turmoil mm-hmm. there. And they're still able to get stuff done. Pittsburgh's been good before this year, and apparently there was some turmoil behind the scenes, and there was a lot of stuff going on that we didn't know, but they were able to perform at a high level. If you're not making the right decisions, alignment doesn't really matter. And the other word is versatility, and this is on the field. We always hear, this offensive lineman's versatile. He's very versatile. He's very versatile. But you got five guys who can't do anything good. So what does it matter if this guy can be below average at five different positions if he's right. not really good at the one you put him? I feel like alignment, versatility, two of the words we hear the most out there. And I just wonder, and again, it's early
and
in the process.
And where do they get it?
Just wonder if they're good and exactly if they're valuing the wrong stuff. Coming up next around the NFL, we're going to hear from someone who's extremely angry. One of the angriest guys in the entire NFL. He's going to sound off next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.